Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. In the exam, you would have 15 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 15 seconds now. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, your next section's on requirements for successful release of these animals into the wild. I think you need some evaluation here. Which of these requirements are more important and which are less important according to the available data?
I had some information about that, but I wasn't sure if I needed to put it in.
Yes, definitely.
My first point, for example, that's to do with the fact that animals bred in captivity have to be taught how to survive before they're released. All the data shows that's absolutely essential. Unfortunately, if they're just released without training, they won't know how to hunt and how to avoid predators and so on. Some articles suggest that it's necessary, actually, to provide food and shelter for the animals after they've been released, at least for the first few months. But the research suggests that this is less crucial to the successful reintegration of the animals.
Right. You also mentioned the idea of providing employment for local people in the areas where the animals were being re-released, and education, so that they'll see the return of the animals into their habitats as a positive thing.
Yes, that sounds important to me, but I couldn't actually find any statistics or information about it. And I'd have thought it was really important to screen the animals to be sure they were healthy before they were returned to the wild. But the figures show that, actually, it doesn't make much difference.
That's surprising, yes. Did you get any data on the effects of acclimatisation?
Yes. It showed that if animals are kept on the site where they were to be released for a time in order to acclimatise, they have a far better survival rate than those released directly into the wild.
OK. Well, you've got some good information there. Have you thought at all about your final section?
Well, I think I'll be looking at the whole question of habitat protection and whether, in fact, captive breeding is the answer or whether we can protect endangered species within their natural habitat.
That sounds fine. So, I think if you go away and make those changes, that sounds quite promising.
Thank you.